Thank you. We just heard the Christmas Concerto, the Concerto Grosso in G Minor, Opus 6, Number 8, by Arcangelo Corelli. Trevor Pinnock conducted the English Concert, and that was a request from Gary and Stiles, who's on his 12-hour day, continuing to deliver the mail between now and Christmas Day. We'll have more music coming up next here on Classics by Request, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Listener support is the largest source of funding for the high-quality WPR programs and content you've come to expect on your radio, at WPR.org, on your phone, tablet, or smart speaker. Your year-end gift today affirms your commitment to a strong, independent public radio service. Give now. Your support is essential at WPR.org. Thank you.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a service of the Wisconsin Educational Communications Board and the University of Wisconsin-Madison, with additional financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from listeners through the Wisconsin Public Radio Association.
Support for WGTD comes from Jack Andrea. Visit jackandrea.com to shop their exclusive hometown collection, including Kenosha t-shirts, sweatshirts, mugs, books, and more. Jack Andrea, Kenosha's hometown store since 1911.
We'll now hear some music by John Rutter. And this is a request from John Middleton, who recently purchased a CD of Christmas music that includes John Rutter's Dancing Day. There are two parts to this work. We'll listen to part two, a performance with harpist. Let's see what we have here. With harpist Elaine Humphreys-Cook and the Girls' Choir of Christ Church Cathedral in Kentucky.
Thank you.
That was part two from John Rutter's Dancing Day. Started off with the harp solo, followed by There Is No Rose, Coventry Carol, and ending with Tomorrow Shall Be My Dancing Day, a performance with the Girls' Choir of Christ Church Cathedral in Lexington, Kentucky, the harpist Elaine Humphreys-Cook, and the conductor choral master John Cummins, a request from John in Middleton. I'm Ruth Ann Bessman. You're listening to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Gregory Berg, encouraging you to subscribe to the new Morning Show podcast, which can be found on all of the major podcast platforms, including Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, to receive a different Morning Show 7 days a week. Remember to search for The Morning Show with Greg Berg.
Wake up on the right side of the bed, or the left side, or somewhere in the middle. Hear opening arguments from presidential hopefuls on Morning Edition from NPR News.
WPR is committed to unbiased journalism, interesting stories, and smart entertainment. Member support is the single biggest piece of our funding. It makes all the programs you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Thank you to our members.
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, your gateway to public radio.
Welcome back to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio. We have 1 hour together, and then it's time for Live from the Met, beginning at 12 o'clock sharp, and today's performance is Verdi's Macbeth. Between now and then, lots of requests, and let's continue, because there's no time to lose. We're going to start off the second hour with music by Tchaikovsky from his work called The Seasons. We're going to hear December. It's a request from Lawrence and Baraboo, and the performance we'll hear features pianist Eteri Anja Paridze. There it goes.
Thank you.
From The Seasons by Tchaikovsky, that was December, played by pianist Eteri Anja Paridze. I knew I'd get it. I mean, I only said it so many times in front of Sheila Shigley yesterday, so I knew it, but coming to it, sorry. And that was a request from Larry in Baraboo, who is learning this work, and I hope he enjoyed this performance. Let's continue now with this request from Byron in Toma, music by Antonio Vivaldi. Well, Byron says that winter's already here, and a day truly is today, and Vivaldi's Winter from the Four Seasons fits the winter wonderland perfectly. It truly has all the traits of the winter, he says, beauty in the countryside, the air is crisp, and the sophistication of Mother Nature. And, Byron says, violinist Sarah Chang truly captures the essence of winter flawlessly. We're going to hear her performance with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.
From Vivaldi's The Four Seasons, we heard Winter with violinist Sarah Chang and the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, a request from Byron in Toma. Now for some music featuring soprano Kiri Te Kanawa. She's going to sing O Holy Night. As a request from Ed in Bailey's Harbor, he says there's something enchanting in those old Christmas carols, and O Holy Night definitely has magic and hope.